Time now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast shows sunny skies with a high near 49. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. The City of Fairfield Water Department is advising that water will be shut off on East Douglas Street from South 1st to Southeast 2nd Street tomorrow, Tuesday, October the 18th, and possibly Wednesday, October the 19th, due to valve maintenance in that area. The public is asked to take precaution if traveling in the area. The city appreciates your patience while the maintenance is being completed. More news right after this break.
Reduced rate lab testing with Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Laboratory Department will take place October 17th through November the 5th. There will be six convenient locations to choose from in Fairfield: Carmine, Sisseny, Albion, and Grayville. Hemoglobin, A1C, lipid panel, PSA, thyroid function panel, general health profile, vitamin D tests will be offered at a discount rate. To schedule an appointment for the reduced rate labs, call 618-847-0400. That's 847-0400.
And now the rest of the news. Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for the person or persons who stole a green 2009 Honda Foreman ATV from Kenneth Jennings in Reinerd. Also, Clint Wick reports a red Honda Rycon 680cc ATV was stolen from his residence in Fairfield. If you have any information on this or any other crime, call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. On October the 9th, at approximately 9:40 p.m., Fairfield Police conducted a traffic stop near 1105 Leininger Road in Fairfield that resulted in Amy L. Thomas, 46, of Opdyke, being cited and released on a notice to appear for operation of a vehicle with suspended registration. The vehicle was towed from the scene. On October the 10th, at approximately 7:30 p.m., Wayne County deputies attempted to stop a four-wheeler ATV on a county road west of Fairfield. The vehicle fled, and after a short pursuit, deputies arrested driver Jack A. Wendell of Fairfield. Deputies recovered approximately 62 grams of suspected methamphetamine, along with $641 in U.S. currency. He was charged with possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of methamphetamine, fleeing or attempting to elude a peace officer, and driving while license revoked. Wendell is being held in the Wayne County Jail on $10,000 cash bond. On October the 13th, Fairfield Police received a report of a missing juvenile. The juvenile was believed to have been picked up by William S. Franks, 29, of Norris City. The North City Police Department was contacted. They located the juvenile, and Franks was arrested. The juvenile was returned home, and Franks was lodged in the White County Jail on charges of luring a minor pending setting of bond. On October the 15th, at approximately 11:42 a.m., Fairfield Police responded to West Main Street and Northwest 10th Street in Fairfield for a motor vehicle crash between an SUV and a motorcycle that forced the closure of West Main Street from Northwest 9th to Southwest 11th for approximately 30 minutes. Fairfield Fire Rescue and the Wayne County Ambulance Service also responded. Heath A. Lyons, 36, of Fairfield, laid down his 2006 Harley-Davidson motorcycle in the 900 block of West Main Street, which then slid into the front bumper of a 2002 Chevy Tahoe being driven by Jacob D. Cottrell, 36, of Fairfield. Lyons was transported to Fairfield Memorial Hospital for treatment of injuries. On October the 15th, at approximately 6:55 p.m., Fairfield Police arrested John E. Luther, 50, at his residence at 402 Southwest 5th Street in Fairfield. Luther was transported to the Wayne County Jail and lodged on a Richland County warrant for failure to appear on a charge of criminal trespass to a residence. This is a no-bond warrant. He will be transferred to the Richland County Jail. The Village of Wayne City will be flushing fire hydrants starting today and running through October the 21st. This will include the Village of Keynes. Village residents might experience periods of discolored water and pressure fluctuations during hydrant flushing. The West Salem Village Board will meet in special session today at 5 p.m. to discuss the dismissal of Fire Chief Harvey Fenton. Fenton had been fire chief for 32 years before being let go by Mayor Dan Baker last week. The Edwards County Health Office, in conjunction with the Edwards County Farm Bureau, will be offering a drive-through flu shot clinic on Wednesday, October the 19th, from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Edwards County Fairgrounds in Albion. The drive-through flu shot clinic is for private pay, private insurance, and Medicare customers only. All Medicaid customers must call the health office to make an appointment to get a flu shot. Anyone ages 6 months and over can get a flu shot. However, the drive-through clinic is recommended for those ages 5 and up. The cost for the private pay flu shots are $30 for low dose and $65 for high dose, or for those over the age of 65. Anyone who wishes to get a flu shot at the clinic will remain in their car and is urged to wear short sleeves. Those paying with private insurance or Medicare need to bring their insurance card. Those attending are asked to watch for traffic flow signs. This year, there will be no flu shot clinics at the senior centers in the county. Seniors can come to the drive-through clinic, make an appointment at the Edwards County Health Office, or visit their primary physician to get a flu shot. The drive-through flu shot clinic is sponsored by the Edwards County Health Office in conjunction with the Edwards County Farm Bureau. The Illinois Eastern Community Colleges Board will hold their regular meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, October the 18th, in the Olney Central College Banquet Room. After opening formalities and reports, the board will hear staff recommendations for approval of purchase of used vehicles, electricity supplier contract, the 2023 health and dental calendar and health savings account calendar, and the board will enter an executive session for employment, appointment matters, and litigation. The Edwards County Board of Education will hold their regular meeting on Thursday, October the 20th, at the Albion Grade School Cafeteria. In unfinished business, the board is set to approve the second reading and adoption of policies. Among those will be policies on transportation, environmental quality of buildings and grounds, awareness and prevention of child sexual abuse and grooming behaviors, safety, abused and neglected child reporting, and other policies. In new business, the board will hear a motion to approve the tentative 2022 tax levy payable 2023, a motion to set a truth in taxation hearing, motion to donate 50% of the gate receipts of the Pink Out volleyball game to Wabash General Hospital Foundation for Cancer Patients, and a motion to review and approve policies on harassment of students and prevention of and response to bullying, intimidation, and harassment. In personnel considerations, the board will consider the employment of the ECHS head and assistant baseball coach and an aide, the change of status in a Title I aide to long-term substitute teacher, and volunteers for WSGS cheer, boys basketball, and volleyball. The board will enter a closed session to consider the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance or dismissal of specific employees of the public body, collective negotiation matters between the public body and its employees, and setting of a price for sale or lease of property owned by the public body. Reduced rate lab testing with Fairfield Memorial Hospital's laboratory department will take place today through November the 5th. There will be 6 convenient locations to choose from: Fairfield Memorial Hospital Laboratory, Horizon Healthcare Carmi Medical Clinic, Horizon Healthcare Sisney Medical Clinic, Horizon Healthcare Grayville Medical Clinic, Horizon Healthcare Fairfield Medical Clinic, and FMH Albion Lab Draw Station at the Edwards County Health Department. To schedule an appointment for the reduced rate labs, call 847-0400. The following tests will be offered at all locations: hemoglobin A1C, diabetic monitor, lipid panel, cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, and VLDL, PSA, prostate-specific antigen, thyroid function panel, general health profile, and vitamin D. Patients should not have food or drink after midnight, and payment is due at the time of service. Results of the test will be mailed directly to the patient's home. Due to social distancing requirements, the reduced rate labs are by appointment only. Dates and times for each location can be found on our website at WFIWradio.com. Illinois will get over $2.25 billion from the federal bipartisan infrastructure bill to be allocated to roads, bridges, and tunnels across the state. Illinois' allocation of the federal money is part of a nearly $60 billion fund from the U.S. Transportation Department, which supports infrastructure in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. It's Fire Prevention Week in Illinois, and it's the 100th year that Illinois has designated a special week for fire safety awareness. This year's theme is Fire Won't Wait, Plan Your Escape. Firefighters and their departments throughout this state are encouraging all families to make a family escape plan and to practice it often with all ages of the family, especially the young ones. It's also a great time of year to make sure that all those fire and smoke alarms are fully operational with new batteries in place. For more information and details about being prepared for a fire, visit IllinoisFirefighters.org. The Illinois Department of Innovation and Technology has some suggestions for creating and safeguarding passwords. Kim Howard has the details.
Do-it cybersecurity expert Jennifer Rominger says a good way to protect your information is to use a password manager. It starts by creating a general password.
And then you put the passwords behind that password manager for all your various accounts. So when you need to log into your Chase account or your Netflix account, you don't have to rely on remembering it every time. You go to one place, enter your username and password, and find the list of passwords for all your accounts.
Rominger says all passwords should be unique to each account and include a combination of upper and lowercase letters, as well as numbers and symbols. You should not use your name or the names of your kids or pets. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Unseasonably cool weather will prevail across downstate today through Wednesday, with frost and freeze warnings in effect for the next two mornings, all due to a Canadian high pressure that's ridging out across the Great Plains. As that moves eastward, a southerly wind flow will redevelop with some warmer air moving in for Thursday, Friday, and into the upcoming weekend. We'll slowly warm up each day with a dry and clear sky almost each day and night by Sunday. At this point, there's no significant chance of rain in this week's forecast. With the area dry conditions, we do encourage to continue avoiding all burning activities. The river stages as of this morning: the Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 4.94 feet below its 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.06 feet below its 15-foot flood stage. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 4.13 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bonpah Creek at Browns reads 1.17 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 3.26 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 2.47 feet. Today's crude oil price is $78.61, down $3.50 from Friday. The November crude oil price is $85.57, down $2.77 from Friday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Graber Post Buildings is looking to add CDL Class A drivers for their day cab straight truck positions. They offer great pay, up to $30 per hour, $5,000 signing bonus, PTO, paid holidays, 401k with company match, bonus structures, and much more. These positions will get you back home each night. If you are seeking a career change, they would love to have you join their team. Call today for more details or fill out an application at their website, graberpost.com, and they will contact you.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 44 degrees. Time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 30,180, up 545.5. The NASDAQ is at 10,665, up 347. The S&P 500 is at 3,676, up 93.25. Currently, the price of crude oil is $78.61 per barrel, unchanged since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News. Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. James Bushery, 87, of Mill Shoals, died on Wednesday, October the 12th. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. today at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial to follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 11 a.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. Rudy Hopewell Buttry, 72, of Carmi, died on Friday, October the 14th. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, October the 19th, at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will be in Old Prairie Cemetery near Norris City, with full military honors rendered by members of the United States Army, Carmi VFW Post 3851, and Carmi American Legion Post 224. Family and friends may visit from 5 until 8 p.m. on Tuesday, October the 18th, at Campbell Funeral Home. Randy L. Greenwood, 60, of Evansville, died on Thursday, October the 13th. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until noon on Wednesday, October the 19th, at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Private burial will be held at the Oskaloosa Cemetery in Xenia. Michael Mike L. Warren, 80, of Xenia, formerly of Flora, died Thursday, June 23rd. A memorial gathering will be held from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, October the 22nd, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Private interment will take place in Oskaloosa Cemetery. Sandra J. Blom, 83, of Olney, died on Saturday, October the 15th. Arrangements are pending at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 49. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Time now for a Monday check of sports. The Yankees forced a decisive Game 5 with the Guardians after a 4-2 win in Cleveland. Harrison Bader belted a two-run homer, and Gerrit Cole tossed seven strong innings as New York tied the best-of-five ALDS at two games apiece. The Yankees will host their winner-take-all Game 5 today in New York. The winner will face the Houston Astros in the ALCS. The Astros swept Seattle in their division series. Meanwhile, the NLCS will feature the Phillies and Padres after both finished off their respective NL division series on Saturday. San Diego will be making its first trip to the NLCS since 1998, while the Phillies are in the league championship series for the first time since 2010. There's a new number one team atop the college football coaches poll. The Georgia Bulldogs are once again taking over the top spot after improving their record to 7-0. Ohio State and Michigan also rose one spot in the rankings. Tennessee is making its first appearance in the top five after climbing four spots to fourth overall. Clemson is once again rounding out the top five, while Alabama dropped five spots from first to sixth in the nation. Kansas and Baylor were the only teams to drop out of the top 25. Illinois and Tulane are the two teams making an appearance in the poll. The University of Tennessee is getting hit with a $100,000 fine for fans storming the field after the football's team's upset over Alabama on Saturday. The fine comes from the Southeastern Conference, which cites a violation of the league's access to competition area policy. It's also the school's second offense. Thousands of fans poured onto the field following the win, even tearing down one of the goalposts. Alabama had been ranked as the top team in the nation, but has since dropped to sixth in the coaches' poll. A Russian official says the detention of WNBA star Brittany Griner isn't a priority for the Kremlin, despite President Biden repeatedly pushing for her release. Yuri Ushakov, a close aide to Russian President Vladimir Putin, says Biden keeps emphasizing the need to get her back home, but that it's not a main issue they're concerned about. He also said in this tense situation, he believes the U.S. president is thinking first and foremost about the upcoming midterm elections. Griner has been detained in Russia since her February arrest. Keegan Bradley is celebrating a victory in the Land of the Rising Sun. Bradley won the Zozo Championship after finishing the tournament atop the leaderboard at 15 under par. Ricky Fowler and Andrew Putnam finished one stroke behind the champion, tying for second place at 14 under. Emiliano Grillo finished fourth at 13 under par. Defending champion Hideki Matsuyama finished tied for 40th at 3 under for the tournament. Here's a look at Sunday's scoreboard in NFL action. It was the Falcons over the Niners, 28-14. The Patriots beat the Browns, 38-15. The Jets defeated the Packers, 27-10. And the Colts beat the Jags, 34-27. The Dolphins fell to the Vikings, 24-16. The Bengals beat the Saints, 30-26. It was the Giants over the Ravens, 24-20. And the Steelers on top of the Buccaneers, 20-18. The Panthers fell to the Rams 24-10. The Cardinals lost to the Seahawks 19-9. The Bills defeated the Chiefs 24-20. And the Eagles beat the Cowboys 26-17. In MLB playoff action, it was the Yankees over the Guardians 4-2 to tie that series at 2-2. And at the NASCAR South Point 400 in Vegas, Joey Logano took first, with Ross Chastain and Kyle Busch finishing second and third, respectively. Here's a look at today's schedule. In high school cross-country action, Fairfield will be at the Gallatin County Invite at 4 p.m. In high school football, the Junior Varsity Mules will play Edwards County at 6:15 at the Train Yard. In Monday night football action, it's the Broncos taking on the Chargers. And in baseball, Game 5 of the ALDS between the Guardians and Yankees. Finally, in hockey, today the Panthers will play the Bruins, the Kings face the Wings, the Penguins take on the Canadiens, and the Ducks play the Rangers. It's the Coyotes versus the Leafs, the Canucks versus the Capitals, the Avalanche versus the Wild, the Jets versus the Stars, and the Hurricanes take on the Kraken. That's a Monday check of sports. Here's your WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast. Today is calling for sunny skies with a high near 49. Overnight tonight, mostly clear with a low around 28. Areas of widespread frost on Tuesday morning, otherwise sunny with a high near 48. And overnight Tuesday night, clear with a low near 25. Wednesday shows more frost in the morning, otherwise sunny skies throughout the day. Wednesday, we're looking at highs near 53 and lows around 30.